Have you ever wanted to sit at a table, kitchen table, and enjoy a cup of coffee and talk? Well, let's do just that. So grab your coffee and join me as we talk about moms. Mom, Mumsy, Mama, Ma, Madre, Mother, Mother. There are so many ways to say mom. And there is so much behind that word, that name, mother. Mother, by definition, is a woman in relation to her child or children. If you were to ask any woman who is a mother, the definition would be so much more. It is someone who has sacrificed a bit of themselves for the betterment of others. Mothers are the ones who make the meals, wash the clothes, wipe the bottoms, dry the tears, help the boo-boos go away, and pray by your bedside at night. Now, I know many dads do this too, but there is something about a mother, a mom. She is the one whose laughter can fill a room, whose stare can stop a train, and whose words can fill the gap. It is the mom who walks the floors from birth until eternity, full of worry, fear, love, and prayers. Prayers for their futures, their pasts, and their days. It is a mom who walks beside us, defends us, and yet reprimands us for our good. It is a mom who loves us to the core, no matter who we are. I have been the one who needed the tears wiped away. I have been the one to walk the halls with worries on my mind and prayers in my heart. I am a daughter, and I am a mother. From both, I have learned what it means to be a mom. Mother is a verb. It is something you do, not just who you are. Dorothy Canfield Fisher. Over the past 37 years, I have learned what it means to be a mom. Be a mom to someone gifted to me, and to some I have given birth to. It is a profound honor. There is no other job in this world that can compare. Raising all of my kids was a journey that grew me into the adult I am today. It is a journey of growth. Neither is it different in my mind. Both, if not all, of my children are treasured. All of them gave me laughter and tears, frustration and delight. All four of my kids grew me into the mom, the adult, I am today. And to be honest, I need to thank all of my kids, even my in-law kids. If it weren't for all of the years I have had with them and the many more to come, I would not be able to say that I'm a mom. I know there are many stories and adventures and trials I could share. And to the end of this, what happened, it really doesn't matter. What matters is the love that we have had for each other and the love that we will continue to have for each other. When I think about where I would be today without the influence of the other many moms in my life and without the experiences of being a mom myself, it is hard to comprehend. It is their love, wisdom, and strength that shaped me to who I am. And there are so many women who have helped me, who have shaped me through their lessons, the conversations, and the examples. If it weren't for my mom, my grandmother, and all my friends, I know I would have failed at this job. I know that I personally did not have the wisdom needed for this job. But I am thankful that God put so many women in my life to help me grow and learn. And I know in my heart that this is a job that is not the faint of heart. It is a purpose that God gives us to strengthen our faith. It is the opportunity to see God's creation grow. It is the moment of sanctification, both for ourselves and those around us. 1 Peter 3:4. You should be known for the beauty that comes from within, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is so precious to God. You never know the effect you may have on someone or what effect someone may have on you. God puts people in our lives at certain times to help us grow. Being a mom isn't not just about the biology of life. It is about the job of mentoring others. Being a mom never stops because of age or relationship. Being a mom means that you are willing to sacrifice a bit of yourself for the betterment of others. He puts those moms in our lives to show us Christ. When we think about it, moms are the ones who show us so much. They show us how to be soft, how to love unconditionally, how to protect at all costs. Moms are the ones who bring the sunshine into our homes and the twilight into our bedrooms at night. To be a mom in any sense is to have the privilege to touch someone. I have had that privilege in every sense of the word. And I pray that the knowledge and influence given to me by others' moms is something that I have been able to pass on and continue to pass on. I pray that being a mom to others has given them just a drop of what I have received from the moms in my life. Motherhood is the biggest gamble in the world. It is the glorious life force. It is huge and scary. It is an act of infinite optimism. Gilda Radner. A mother is by definition a woman who is related to a child or children. We know that being a mom is so much more than that. It is the woman who prays every waking moment for their child's future, faith, and growth. Being a mom means that you love even when your child is slightly unlovable. I am a mom. I am a daughter. It is an honor to be both. It is a challenge to be both. There are 12 months, 52 weeks, and 365 days in a year. And it seems so funny that one of those days is set aside for moms, mothers, madres, and mas. I don't think there is one day that I am not thankful for my mom. She has guided me, loved me, and raised me. My mom walked beside me when I was successful and comforted me when I fell. My mom is my cheerleader and my conscience. I would not be who I am today if it weren't for my mom. And I was a pretty good kid. There were a few things I did to gain a reaction from my mom. In fact, I remember distinctly this one time at band camp. Now, I should tell you that my mom volunteered for a lot of things for many years. She was always there watching out for me and making sure I was safe and I had what I needed. My senior year at band camp, my friends and I decided to go out into the surf and just ride on the surf for a bit. And we live in Oregon, so it's on the Oregon coast. No big deal, right? Pretty soon, I heard my mom's voice over everything yelling. And it wasn't just yelling my name. It was yelling my full name, Michelle Andre. I knew I was in trouble. And by the time we got back to the beach, which we did not realize how far out into the surf we were, I understood and realized why my mom yelled. We were so far out into the surf that we were like little specks on the horizon. And my mom was like, "That was not safe. Get your derriere back in here." Now, I laugh about this today, but it was my mom who protected myself and my friends that day. It was my mom who looked out for us, even when we didn't think we needed her help or her protection. But she was there for us, for me. Many of my friends and mentors were and are my moms. These were women who loved me, who laughed with me. They taught me and prayed for me and with me. These were women who showed me what contentment meant, who showed me what love meant. I would not be where I am today if it weren't for these amazing women over my lifetime. And I remember distinctly this one friend of mine. we were involved in a Bible study together. It was us and our kids. There were a lot of us there. But one day I came in and I was just exhausted. And she asked why. And she, now this mom had 7 kids at the time. She asked why. And I said, well, I just feel so overwhelmed. I've got dishes. I've got laundry. I've got this. I've got that. And she asked me, she goes, well, what are your kids doing? I'm like, well, they're, you know, homeschooling. It's like, no, what are your kids doing to help? Like, they keep their rooms clean and they kind of do some things. And she looked at me and she said, you need to have your kids doing house chores. They need to be doing their own laundry. They need to be helping with the dishes. They need to be helping with the cooking. They need to learn. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. She said, no, my kids do their own laundry. Later, I went home and I began to teach my kids. I taught them how to do their own laundry, to take care of and help with the cooking and the cleaning and the taking care of the house. I laugh back now when I look at it because I think my youngest was about 5 or 6, maybe 7 when we started this process. But do you know today, now as adults, all of my kids know how to do laundry. They know how to cook a meal. They know how to clean a house. And it was because of that friend who called me out and challenged me to teach my kids to be successful adults. And I appreciated that. I am a mom. I have raised 4 kids. They have challenged me. We have laughed. We have cried. We have fought many battles. Some have been won. Some were lost. We have prayed together and for each other. I would not be who I am today if it weren't for my 4 kids. And oh my, were my 4 kids a challenge. There are so many stories, so many memories of me being a mom. There is no way that I can pick just one to explain the honor and challenge it was to raise these 4 kids. They were all different in their ways. They loved me differently and who I was and how distracted I was at times and how I didn't actually meet or reach the goal of being a mom for them. They were my anchor and they were my constant. The memories I cherish most were of my 3 youngest, were the hours I spent reading and praying with them. But the best memories I have of this whole journey was when we took almost a full year and we read the series Harry Potter. I read that series with the help of babysitters to our kids. We would read each book and then we would watch the movie and talk about it. Those days of reading and of spending that time together are cherished memories for me. And I'm just so thankful of that opportunity to be able to do that, to be able to have those days with my kids. I can't take them back and I don't ever want to take them back because I know it touched my heart. And I pray each day it touched my kids' hearts, being able to do that with them. Today and many more days, I will honor my mom for the example she gave me, for the courage, for the protection, and for the love that she showered upon me. Today and many more days, I will remember my friends for the example they gave me, for the accountability they gave me, and for the walks and the prayers and the days and the hours of support that they gave me. And for today, I'm just going to take this one moment and I'm going to be thankful to be able to say I'm a mom. I'm a mom to 4 wonderful kids who are successful adults because they live their lives the best way they can. And it is such, fills my heart to know that I'm their mom, not because of how proud I am of the job I've done, but because of how proud I am of who they are. And I wouldn't be who I am today if it wasn't for who they are and for the gift that I had. God gave me them only on a temporary basis, and I am honored for that gift. So thank you. Thank you for letting me be a mom. Well, I'm glad you joined me today, and I hope you learned something. So here's to the next day and the next cup of coffee.